Hey, Carroll County, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein, and it's my time and actually opportunity to share with you a few thoughts and ideas for this week's podcast. The first thing I want to share is we just got over a pretty eventful snowstorm, and I just want to give credit where credit is due, and that really goes to two places. One is our workforce and our road crews. They did an awesome job. I'm so proud of the selfless work that they did, the professionalism, and just getting out there when necessary and clearing the roads. And then the second goes to you to staying off the roads, allowing our road crews to do the work necessary. And I heard of very few accidents or incidents during this past snowstorm. So that was a good way to start the new year. And if anybody wanted to see a white Christmas, I think we're a week or two late, but that's okay. It's pretty cool seeing the snow out there now. And I know those that were off school had the opportunity to do a little sleigh riding and a little bit of fun in the snow. So that's kind of cool stuff. Legislative season has begun, the 90-day session down in Annapolis. And very proud of our delegation, both in District 5, which is the majority of Carroll County, and District 42C, which is up in the Hampstead area with Senator West, along with Delegate Josh Stanko. And in 5, it's Senator Reedy, along with Delegate Rose and Tomlinson. All of them working together in the best interests of Carroll County. There's a lot of activity happening in Carroll County that they're taking on. They're good listeners and good leaders, and I couldn't ask for much better cooperation between myself, along with my colleagues, and our delegation. Commissioner Kyler and I will be going down to the Maryland Association of Counties pretty much every Wednesday to discuss legislative activities and the priorities that is in the best interest of Carroll County and across Maryland, with the delegation and with the entire session of legislators down in Annapolis. The third thing I want to share is I had an awesome opportunity to attend the governor's mansion at his invite between him and the first lady, where Governor Moore received his Bronze Star Medal. And that was pretty spectacular, knowing that he received this award for the meritorious service that he provided in Afghanistan. And, you know, it just cannot be minimized, the work that he did as a lieutenant in Afghanistan. And General Fenzel, who came out of Israel as the attaché, he's the attaché in Israel, Lieutenant General, presented Governor Moore with this award for meritorious service. It was a surprise for me being in attendance, but I was so blessed to be there. And again, another congratulations to our governor for this award. The last thing I want to share with you is we have the State of the County address coming up, and it gives us an opportunity, us being myself and my four colleagues, to share with you basically what's on our mind and some of the issues that are confronting us. We're dividing it up, as we typically do, on the different issues that surround Carroll County and that you should be aware of. My focus this year is on the budget, where we're having our budget discussions and some of the issues that we have to focus our attention on. What I'd like to do is share with you the preview of what I'll be saying on Tuesday. And it starts off by sharing that I'm entering my 7th year as one of your commissioners, and some of the thoughts and reflections on our county's progress on what lies ahead. Over the past 7 years, we have seen a lot of change, both in our state and our county. Notable achievements include the creation of a hybrid fire and EMS system, combining both professional and volunteer services, maintaining a AAA financial rating, managing the impacts of COVID-19 and recovering from their challenges, as well as implementing a state-mandated public education program called the Blueprint. These are just some of the well-known larger rocks or priorities that have shaped our path. But there are also so many other large rocks that we don't discuss every day, but they're yet equally important, such as the infrastructure needs, roads, bridges, broadband, social services, and quality of life initiatives that must remain a priority. Heading into 2025 and fiscal year 2026, our county stands in a strong position. However, it's important to acknowledge that the line between very strong and just good enough is narrowing. We owe this success to you, our residents. You help focus our time, resources, and budget to ensure we are prioritizing the right things. We have a dedicated workforce, as shared, a top-tier public education system, a robust economy, and a thoughtful approach to growth. The Carroll County Master Plan, along with our economic impact and housing studies, reflect your input and guide our decisions. It's vital that we continue listening to you, the people, to ensure we remain on the right course. Despite our strength, we face challenges. As I mentioned earlier, the gap between very strong and just good enough is closing, and we must address both internal and external mandates with the responsibility they deserve. This will require difficult decisions in the coming year. Last year, we managed a multi-year budget ensuring quality services even with fewer employees, reduced income forecasts, and relying on one-time funds to cover budget shortfalls. This is not a sustainable approach. To continue being a leader in the state and uphold the high standards we have set, we need to identify which services may need to be scaled back or where additional revenue might be found. Continuing to rely on one-time funds for recurring expenses is a strategy that just cannot last indefinitely. It's akin to balancing a checkbook with savings. Eventually, the savings will run out. The challenge we face is balancing the needs and desires of our community while remaining fiscally responsible and avoiding the mistakes of neighboring areas. Expanding without foresight or burdening residents with higher taxes. We must always keep in mind a few key facts. Nearly a third of Carroll County is preserved for agricultural use, and this should remain a priority. Most of this preservation is in the northern and western parts of the county. Our public school system, which is the best in the state, is dealing with overcrowding in elementary and middle schools, particularly in the southeast. Residential, commercial, and industrial growth is concentrated in our municipalities and the Freedom District's designated growth area, where landowners have the ability to develop their property as they see fit in accordance with our codified zoning. This focus on property rights is something that I hold dearly and reflects the model of governance I believe in, one that is closest to the community, responsive to the local needs, and respectful of individual freedoms. In closing my State of the County address, I still believe we are very strong, but we must remain vigilant. By addressing the challenges that lie ahead with careful planning, fiscal responsibility, and community involvement, we can ensure that our Carroll County community remains vibrant and strong for generations to come. Now, that's about a 5-minute pitch on what I believe our state of the county is today and should be in the near future. I'm relying on you to share with me, along with my colleagues, your thoughts and insight. As always, you can reach out via email at erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov. Call me up at 443-569-9861. Text me, come see me. Let's have those conversations, because the best thing we can do for each other is continue to communicate, continue to share ideas, be transparent amongst all of us, and continue to strive to better ourselves and our community. I think we owe it to ourselves and we owe it to our families and our neighbors. Well, my time is up and I apologize going over just a minute or two. As always, life is good and it's even better being in Carroll County and being there with you. Thanks and have a good one.